So now today, finally, I have an opportunity to get out of the office as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted at the Peace River Constituency Office of MLA Dan Williams. And this is actually, I have to say, my first interview outside the station. So thank you for having me here today.
Well, very glad to have you. For everyone, because it's radio, not TV, we're appropriately social distancing. And I'm really happy to see you in person again. It's been a while, and I'm excited to see everybody. I'm starting to get out with the relaunch strategy.
Yeah.
Parks are open up. People can recreate. Non-essential travel within the province is allowed. We can see that there are a lot of businesses that are operating a lot more capacity than they were before. It's important for our small mom-and-pop local shops. It's important for a diversity of different industries that weren't able to compete before. Now can compete, and it's good for our local economy to be able to see that happening again.
No doubt about it. And you know what, Dan, like obviously during this time, I was talking to your colleague last week, Central Peace Notley MLA Todd Lowen, and one point he made that was very interesting is that, you know, you think of the big box stores, they were in a okay position, I guess, with lots of shareholders to weather the storm. But, you know, like a lot of these mom and pop shops you see on Main Street and downtown Peace River, just outside this office, they're really going to need that local support, won't they?
Yeah, it's the pain, especially for the local businesses that hit deeply. Retail and service industry were hit different than folks who work in resource-centric, whether it be agriculture, forestry, oil and gas. Oil and gas is a different story. But these shops were closed down. These local retail and service ones, they didn't have an opportunity to open. So everywhere you can, support local, buy local, support your local industry. It's so important to have these services in town. And it's something I know I'm going to be doing with my family a lot more going forward.
Amen to that. Also, we know the Fair Deal panel, obviously due to COVID, the report was submitted a little bit late. And I know that our previous conversations, this is among, if not priority number one, at least at the time of election, one of the top priorities of the government is getting a fair deal within Confederation. Now, even though the deadline has been pushed back, and we've seen some people wondering if that's been, you know, being delayed, is it still obviously in the Premier's forefront?
Oh, it's the forefront of everyone's mind. It was an incredibly important commitment that we made after the recent federal election this last fall. It's still a priority, but we also understand Albertans right now need to make sure the government is working for them, making sure that we have COVID, the very, very devastating collapse in oil prices at top of mind. Now, surely everyone understands in the midst of this crisis, we need to focus on what's in front of us. But by no means is the Fair Deal panel lost or its report. It's something that the government and government caucus is going to be looking over and responding to. But we have to put first things first. That means focusing on this priority in front of us. That means the relaunch strategy. That means safely getting people back to work. That means opening up our economy and reinstating that Alberta advantage where we can. And we'll address everything else as it comes to it. But right now, we have a top priority and responsibility to Albertans.
No doubt about that. Now, Dan, maybe switching a little bit of topics here. We saw on Twitter last week, you endorsed Dr. Leslyn Lewis, a candidate for the federal conservative leadership, and she was very pleased by that endorsement. We saw it on Twitter as well. And I guess from a conservative point of view, why Dr. Lewis?
Well, it's fun as a provincial politician to play in federal politics now and again.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt at all. I believe as an Albertan, especially in northern Albertan, that the resources that we responsibly develop, that we extract from the lands in which we live, where we play, where we work, where we live, it's the driving force of Alberta's economy. I think from Fort McMurray across to Peace River, High Level, Lacrete, and every town in between has done so much for the country. I don't think there's one teacher in Ontario, one bridge in Manitoba, one piece of infrastructure from BC to PEI in Nova Scotia that does not owe itself in some form, in some part, to the success of Alberta, particularly rural Alberta, and even more so, God's own country, northern Alberta, and peace country. So I needed to make sure that whoever I supported understood that, that they are conservative by conviction, that they're not going to need to look at a poll from public opinion polling to know what to think, but they know it already. And I know Leslyn believes that. I know that she is going to follow her convictions, and that's why I wanted to vote for her, for number one, and support her as well.
Now, in saying that, though, this is a very, and it's kind of been going on for a while, but when we talk about politics, The NDP is the NDP, that's the left, the Liberal is the Liberal. But in Conservative, we're seeing a lot of different pockets. It's happened throughout history. I mean, even the former Prime Minister Harper and Peter McKay uniting the right in 2003. And still it seems like there's been that sort of bit of a fracture in the Conservative movement where we hear red Tories, we hear blue Tories, a big difference. Do you kind of see that split? And do you think Leslin is the person that may be able to reunite that?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's helpful to go into insider baseball terminology. What I think matters to the average Albertan, what matters to the average voter, whether you be Conservative Party member or not, is that Alberta gets back on its feet, and that we end up, as we were talking earlier, about having a fair deal, that we end up in a spot in Confederation where we're treated fairly. Albertans aren't looking for handouts. We're looking for the opportunity to work. And so I think Leslin does have a big vision for the country and politics of all sorts, whether you're in partisan politics or not. It's about building coalitions. It's about building teams of people that can find a common goal that you might not otherwise think pull in the same direction. And that's true for my United Conservative Party as much as it is federally for the Conservative Party of Canada. And I think that that coalition building is something that Leslin is quite good at. I think that she rubs people the right way. She interacts with them well. And it's based on her conviction and her winsome personality. And I think she has the wherewithal to lead Canada. But I also recognize that it's a Big Ten party. And if someone's not sure, put Leslin down as vote number one. And it's a ranked ballot. You can vote for other individuals as well. But that being said, you have to be a party, yep, Conservative Party member to vote. So and that deadline's passed. So it's only those who've already bought memberships that are able to participate in that race.
All right, I guess the final question I have for you is that Fort Vermilion, are things coming along nicely up there, given the fact, obviously, it's been a rough time for them up there in Buttertown and other areas as well. From what you've seen up there, are things coming along nicely?
Well, I wouldn't say it's ever nice to come out of a natural disaster like that. Folks up in the northern part of this constituency have dealt with fire, global pandemic and flood, one after the other. It's been difficult, but the ingenuity, the entrepreneurial spirit, the determined attitude of people who live in the north, they're not waiting for things to go their way. They're going to work hard and make something of the cards that they're given, and that's what I'm seeing in Fort Vermilion. It's true across the constituency. We see folks in County of Northern Lights. We see folks even in the town of Peace River with Pat's Creek flooding. They take the adversity and they run with it, and they try and find what they can to try and get out in a better spot than they entered into it. And that's tough to see sometimes, but folks in Northern Alberta have a spirit that like nowhere else in the province. So I'd say that Fort Vermilion and the rest of the constituency that's dealt with natural disasters and floods, they're going to come out stronger than they entered it, and that's tough to see sometimes initially, but the truth is that we're hard people up here, and we're going to get through it.
Awesome. Dan, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate you coming to my office, Kenny. Always a pleasure, and I can't wait to do this again in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Very much looking forward. This is Peace River MLA Dan Williams joining us in the Trending 55 newsroom.